Meseches Avedizor, Daf Tazayin, four lines from the bottom of Daf Tazvavim and Beis, and the Gemara previously brought a brisa that in Meichulhem Le Zayin, Vele Kle Zayin, Ve'im Ashchizlan as a Zayin, Ve'im Meichulhem Le Sadon, Vele Kilorim, Vele Kavulayim, Vele Shalsholi Shobazol, Echad Evi Kichovim, Ve'echad Kuti. And as we explained, these were different types of weapons or things that we used in order to hurt people and in order to subjugate people. And as Rashi states, Le Zayin, Sayef Reimach, Kle Zayin, Beis Yadal Reimach, Nadon Le Sayef, Sadon, Rashi states, Lossim by Ragli Ish, and some sort of a shackle, and Kavlayim are metal restraints. And Rashi continues and explains, the Chol Hanach Meshum Delay Lisku by Yisrael, and the reason why it's us to sell these things to a guy is in order that they shouldn't be mazik other Jews. Now Gemara now begins, Tanar Bonon, that we learned in the Braisa, that there's a machlekes bin Gea shields, as one man the Amma holds, in Meichlan Treason, that you now let sell shields to Goyim, and Vyesh Oim in Meichlan Treason, and some hold that you allow to sell shields to a guy, and Lemaisa, since a shield is not a weapon, so why would it be usa to sell this to a guy? And the Gemara states, my taima, that what is the reason for the man da'oma that holds a mechel and treason? And the Gemara explains, ilayim mishun de magnu alayu, and if you're going to say it's because it protects the goyim and it keeps them alive, and as the Ritva explains, that this is based on the issa that we find in the Mishnah daf chavav, that usa lebasisol liyali de sanachrius mipteish magadelos ben lave de zara. However, the Gemara is that this can't be the actual reason, as he hachia as if so, then it should also be an Isser to sell wheat and barley to Goyim, as it sustains them and it keeps them alive. And whether the Gemara answers Amrav or some agrees Amrav Papa, and we continue on Daf Tazayin Malav, that Yefsha Hachinami, that Inachinami, if it would actually be possible not to sell wheat and barley to Goyim, and as Rashi states, below Eva, then certainly it would also be Isser, as certainly it would be Isser to keep them alive and sustain them. However, the Mike says it's impossible, as it will cause Eva, and therefore it's mutter. However, by not selling them shields, that will not cause Eva, and therefore it will be Asa. However, the Gemara continues that Ikadami, Treason Hainu Taimu Deloi, that the reason why you can't sell Treason to Goyim is the Chishlum Zainayu Kotli Begabayu, that when they use up their weapons, then they will start using their shields as weapons, and therefore the Issa to sell shields to Goyim is based on the same Issa that we saw in the Brisa of selling weapons to Goyim. And as Rashi states, the Chishlum Zainayu Kishikolim Kle Zayim Bilmachoma Kotli Betreason. The Gemara continued that the Brisa brought a second shita that Vyesh Oimim Meichel and Treason, that you allowed to sell shields to Goyim. And the Gemara explains the Chishlum Zanayu Ma'arak Arki, that this man da'oma holds that when Goyim finish up their weapons, then even though they still have their shields, they will run away and they won't continue fighting with their shields. And the Gemara states Amrav Nachman Amrav Bavua Halacha Ki Yesh Oimim, that the Halacha follows Yesh Oimim and it's mutter to sell shields to Goyim. And the Gemara continues Amrav Adabahavo a Meichel and Ashashi Yeshel Basel, my time of Moshum Nechal Shuminayo Klei Zayin. And Rabbi Adibaba teaches us that just like we stated that you now sell weapons to Goyim, so you also now sell them thick sheets of metal or iron. And the reason is because they will flatten the iron using a hammer and they will create weapons. And as Rashi states, Nechal Shuminayo Machlishin Isa Bekurnus Avshinasu Dakois Voisim Hen Klei Zayin. And the Gemara continues, and yes, Ihochi Afilu Mori Vechatsini Nami, that if you're concerned that they will make weapons out of metal, so it should also be also to sell a guy hoes and shovels, as they could potentially turn that into a weapon. And the Gemara answers Amar Zvid bePazel Hundoi, that in the Chidami of Adu Bahava stated his din, he was only speaking about sheets of metal that was made from Indian iron, and that was something that was used in order to create weapons. However, general equipment as such as hoes and shovels were made of standard iron, and generally one would not use that in order to create weapons, and therefore the issa would not apply. And Ayin Rashi bePazel Hundoi shall eretz. And the Gemara continues that the Brisa taught us that it's also to sell weapons to Goyim. And the Gemara asks, for nowadays we actually sell weapons to Goyim, and how could we sell these weapons to Goyim? And based on the Gears of the Bach, the Gemara explains in that in the Chinami nowadays will let us sell weapons to Goyim, the Amrav Papa or the Amrav Ashi, Lepasoi, the Meganu Elavon, that we sell it to Persians since they protect us, and therefore these weapons are not being used against Klal Yisrael, and they actually used to protect Klal Yisrael, and therefore nowadays it would be mutter to sell weapons to Goyim. And as Rashi states, Nilchamim Lishmor Ir Ves Yeshveha, and Ayin in Tap Tesis points out, V'nirada Nan Nami Sharin and Hashtar Lim Kalev Dikhovim Klei Zayim Mehai Taimo. And based on the Girsa that we have of Amr Rav Ashi, so potentially it seems that Rav Ashi, who is one of the Bali Gemara and one of the Masadrim of the Gemara, he was nervous about the censors, and therefore he put this line in order to placate those that would control in the government and those those days, and it seems that Tysus is actually making a veiled reference that this is the case based on the fact that he had to point out that nowadays we rely on this as well. And the Gemara continues and quotes from a Mishnah, as the Tanakhama stated, of Echol Mokim, Ein Meichelem, Behemagasa, Golem Vesiyachim, Shleimim Shvurin, and Rabbi Huda Mata Beshvura, and as we previously saw, that the Issa to sell Behemagasa to Goyim is based on the Jewish Issa of Shvises Behemtai, and based on Exerim, Mishum She'ila, Mishum Schiris, and Mishum Nisraini, and even though a Behemah that has a broken leg is not Royal Malacha, but the Mishnah states that this applies both to Shleimim and Shvurin, and as Tesis and Daf Yudal and Abayz, and the Mishnah stated, Pirish to Gazrina Shvurin Atu Shleimim, and as he continued, the Shvurin ki chazulu alma b'beis avichavim savri the shleim nimkru b'beis avichavim the shtabru v'chi zavin lav the shchita zavin, as when a Jew will sell behem a gasa that's a shavar to a guy, since this guy did not buy this animal in order to shecht it, so certainly he will keep it in his house for a while, and when other people see that this guy has an animal of Yisrael, they won't realize that he sold to them while it was shavar, and they will think that he actually sold to him while it was healthy, and only at a later point did it become a shavar, and therefore they will think that it's mutter to sell a behemah gasa that's a shalim to a guy. And as we saw, the Mishnah stated that Rabbi Yehuda is matter b'shvura, and he doesn't make this gzira. And our Gemara now begins and brings a brisa as Tanya. We learned to the brisa Rabbi Yehuda matter b'shvura mipnei she'ein yecholus rapeis v'lichyais. And as Rashi states, umistomel shchitas of nevloi mashilei, that he argues on Tanakama, and he holds that since this animal is a shvura and can't do work and will never heal and do work again, so therefore the guy certainly bought this animal in order to shecht it, and he won't leave the animal by him for a long time, and therefore, and Ayin Rashi Mesechus Bechiris says bothered that even though the fear of Yehuda there's no gzira atu shleima, however the ma'isa in a makkah in where the goyim will chashal arvia even on their own behemais, the lochir even Rabbi Yehuda should agree that it would be usher to sell such an animal to a guy. And Rashi Mesechus Bechiris and that Beis Menal states that in a chenami it's only going to be muta limkal ayvichavim behemah shenishbu raglea. However, Ayin Tesis on the second of the wide lines on that Tesvavim and Aleph, where Tesis is from Tema, Nehidal Shchita Zavna, Mikal Mokim Nechashem Yaviana, Kodim Shishchatena, Kahu Udda the Enam Amidim, Ivikichavim Shalokach Avzum and Ashok, Rava Chonkov Achla, and Tesis answers the Mosul Shchiachiv, like Gosberi Abanon, and there seems to be a machlekes between Rashi and Tesis regarding this point. Our Gemara continues, Armuloy that Chom Mes Rabbi Huda, Valim Avina Levi Aledes, that Lamais they will leave this animal around, as they will want to use this animal in order to mate with other animals. The Kivin de Mavino Le Violetis, Asla Shuye, as Rashi points, therefore the Xeri is applicable, as Man de Chazilah, Beyev Yichavim, Yalf Minoy, Luzavun Shlema. Gemara tells us, Amalahen, Lichashiteled, the Rabbi Huda responds to Rabbanon, in the Chanami, when this animal will give birth, then we will have this problem. But ultimately, it's impossible for this animal to actually have a child, as it's actually impossible for it to become pregnant. And as the Gemara states, Amaloy Mikabel Zacha, and as Rashi states, when the Gemara is Mavino Lavioledes, so Taisus points out, al and the Gemara continues that even though the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda state that it's also to sell Behemagasa to Hagai, including horses, however, Ben Basir, Mat Besus, that Ben Basir says that it's mutter to sell horses to Goyim, the Gemara explains, Tani, we learned to the Brisa, Ben Basir, Mat Besus, Ben Pleshu, Isabim Lacha, Shein Chayavala Chatos, and as we previously explained in the Mishnah, that Rashi states, Shein Malachtai, El Rechiva, Rechiva Shvusi, and Rechiva is only an Isra Rabbanon, Velab Melacha, Mishum de Chaynoise Satsmai, and therefore, Le Ichtuslan, Yasala Shilu Laskirai, and there's no problem of the Serni. And as the Mepharshim explain, that the Tanakama and Rabbi Huda disagree with Rabbi Huda, as they hold like the Manda Amma Mesech the Shabbos, that we don't say the concept of Chaynoise Satsmai, and therefore, by riding on a horse, one would be Ivan the Issa, Shvisas Behemtai, and therefore, the Xerah of Nisraini and She'el and Skiris would still apply. And this Bryson now continues, Rabbi Isim and Play Based Varim, and Rabbi says that's also to sell a horse to a guy based on two concerns, as Echod Mishum Teres Klei Zayin, number one, even if I will agree that Chai Nesei Satsmai, but he still can't sell a horse to a guy based on the fact that they used to train horses in order to kill people during war, and as the Gemara will explain, and number two, the Echod Mishum Teres Behemagasa, which the Gemara will explain in a moment, and the Gemara explains, Bishleim Teres Klei Zayin, Ikod, the Kotel Besichufe, as it will kill people using its hooves and will trample on people. And as Rashi states, that it would train horses to trample on people that would fall during the Muhammad. However, the Gemara continues, El Teres Behemagasa Mahi, and as Rashi explains, Klemar, Issa Tam Mechirus Behemagasa Mahi, that what does Rabbi mean when he stated, one of the reasons that you're not allowed to sell a horse to a guy is based on the issa to sell a behemah gasa. If lemaisa horses do not do any malacha, where does an issa deraisa? And therefore, the gzeira mishum nisyoni and mishum shelim mishum schiris do not apply. And it's interesting that in Rashi in the Mishnah, he actually brings down the gzeira mishum sheila mishum schiris, and he doesn't mention nisyoni. And the Gemara over here, Rashi brings down the gzeira mishum nisyoni, and he doesn't mention mishum sheila mishum schiris. The Gemara explains, Amar Bechon lechshiaskin matchina berichai b'shabbes, that although when a horse is younger, and certainly people would ride on horses and they would use it for transportation where there's no issud malacha deraisa. However, when the horse will get older, then they would train the horse to grind by the millstone. Certainly that's an issud malacha deraisa. Therefore, Rebbe held that it's also to sell a horse to a guy based on the fact that it's possible to be oiva on shvises behemtai, and therefore there's a gzira, mishum nisyani, mishum she'ila, mishum schiris. And the Gemara states, on Rebbe Yechon, halacha ben mesira, Rebbe Yechon states, halacha follows ben mesira, that it's mutter to sell a horse to a guy, and I in Taisis deal maskal al teres behemagasamai, where Taisis bothered kasha, lame with the less like high nises atzmai, but if it's krabbanon, the letters just say that Rebbe holds like the rabbanon, that we don't have the concept of high nises atzmai, and he just holds like the Tanakam and Rebbe Huda of our Mishnah. Taisis explains, Vishlema, mid the Asir Rebbe, Mashum teres klezayin, mashma, that filam yuchl rechivis adam, the maidukulu alma, the high nises atzmai, and if so, the Gemara is that why would there be an Issa based on teres behemagasa, if Lemaisa, he won't be Ivan Issa Deraisa, and therefore Taisis explains Vigim Machlekes Bedava that is actually a three-way Machlekes in our Gemara, and there's a Shita of the Tanakam and Rabbi Huda and Mishnah that argue in Rabbi Huda, and then there's Rabbi Huda Shita, and then there's Rabbi Shita that we just saw. And the Gemara now continues that we just saw the Machlekes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Huda, Benegeya Shvura, as the Tanakam states that Bechom Mokhaim Eim Mechon and Beim Magasa, and Afilu Bishvura, and Rabbi Huda was Mata Bishvura, and the Gemara now is, Hibaylu, we had the following Shaila, Shar Shal Patamau, and as Rashi explains, that if there's a Shar that's very fat, and therefore it's difficult for it to work, and as Rashi states, Shapitmoi Vishami Ma'id, Ve'inu Royal Malacha, so Mao, and as Rashi states, Lamachalai Vikhavim, would you be allowed to sell this animal to a guy or not? And the Gemara explains, Tabaylu Rabbi Huda, Tabaylu Rabbanon, this Shaila is Lafi Rabbi Huda, as well as Lafi Rabbanon, and as the Gemara explains, Tabaylu Rabbi Huda, that the Shaila would be according to the Shita Rabbi Huda, as Ad Kadli Kashari Rabbi Huda, that maybe the only time Rabbi Huda stated that it's mutter to sell a broken animal is because a broken animal will never heal and will never be able to work again, and therefore the likelihood is that you won't keep it around for a long time and you'll shecht it right away. And as Rashi previously stated, however, avalhai, but benegeya, fat animal, that since if you would leave it around and you put this animal on a diet and he wouldn't give it so much to eat, then the animal once again be royal malacha. So maybe even Rabbi Huda would agree that it would be also to sell a fat shar to a guy. And as Rashi explains, the mashulei v'chazilei lachas man biyadei, the afgad the hashta lekel emeichus l'niseini, and even though at the point that you're selling it, there's no chashv niseini, but miu nafka minei chuvo limka shashvarim la'ivi kechavim, as someone that will see this animal by the house of the guy, and he knows it was sold to him by a Jew, and at that point he won't realize that originally it was fat, and now got skinnier and therefore could work, and he will get confused and he will think that it's always mutter to sell a behemah gasa to a guy. And the Gemara continues, Oydilma afilu rabban leka asri hasam el destami la l'shchitakai avahai destami l'shchitakai afilu rabban mishari. The Gemara explains that our shaila is even according to Rabbanon, it's possibly although the Rabbanon will geiza shvura atu ashlema, that may be because an animal that's a shvura, number one, it can't work, and number two, it's weak, and therefore a person would not shech that animal. And as Rashi states, and the guy will keep an animal that's a shvura for a long time, and therefore, as Taisis pointed out, after the Dalam and Beis, that the Rabbanon felt that we had to make a gzira, as ki chazulu alma bebeis ha'evichavim savri d'shleim nimkru ubeis ha'evichavim nishtabru v'chizavin lav d'shchitazavin. However, in our case, where someone has a fat shar, then certainly it can't work, and therefore, at the time of the sale, there's no gzira mishum she'ila or mishum schiris or mishum nesaini. And lemaisa, since it's very fat, therefore it's roya for shchita, and therefore certainly when the guy buys this animal, he will actually shecht the animal immediately, and there's no chash that will stay in his possession for a long time. And therefore, even Rabbanon would agree that there's no reason to make a gzera. And the Gemara continues, Tashma, let us bring a raya. The Amr Rabbi Huda Mishmuel, as Rabbi Huda told us the name Mishmuel, shall be Rabbi Hay Makriv and Shar Shal Patam b'yayim Edom, that there was a tax instituted by the Roman government on the day of the Chag halacha that the household of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi would have to give them a fattened ox as a gift, and keep in mind that Rashi understands that we're not talking about a case where they were going to be makir of that ox as a sacrifice for their gods, as certainly that would be usher, and the only potential issa over here was that there's an issa of ein meichel hem be'magasa, therefore it wouldn't have been proper for Rabbi to give such a gift to the goyim. The Gemara continues with the story that chisa dal revavin she'ein makriven oisei yoyim el lamacha. Rabbi's family made a payment of 40,000 coins in order to get the government to agree that they don't have to give this gift on the day of the Chagah, and instead they could give it on the day after the Chagah. As Rabbeinu Chananel points out, that the next year, Chisa Dalad Revavin She'im Akriven Eisichai Ala Shachat, that the members of the family of Rabbi gave another 40,000 coins in order to be able to not give this gift while it's alive, and instead give an animal that was already Shachat, and then Chisa Dalad Revavin She'im Akriven Eisichalika, and then finally on the next year, he gave another 40,000 coins in order to be able to be mevatel the takana and not to give this tax at all. And the Gemara continues with its raya as my timer, and what is the reason that Rebbe's household wanted to be mevatel this tax, as la mishum dilma asal shriye, as la maisa they were concerned that they were being over the issa of not selling an behem agasa to a guy, and they felt that even though it was already fattened, but they felt that this takana would still apply, as the guy would keep this animal for a long time until it became thinner and until it was ready for malacha. Therefore, it would seem to be a raya that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it is also to sell a fattened ox to a guy. However, the Gemara states that it's not a raya as vil tameich, as if you're saying that the reason why they want to mevatel the takana because they felt that they were being over on the issa that you're not allowed to sell a behem agasa to a guy. If so, she'im akriven eisayim el lamacha my taima. So why would Rabbi's family have paid 40,000 coins in order to allow them to delay bringing this gift until the next day? Lemaisa, this would not have helped them to avoid this issa of selling a behem agasa to a guy, as the issa for one to sell a behem agasa to a guy is not only b'yom edom but on any day of the year. Therefore, it must be that this was not the reason why Rebbe's household paid 40,000 coins in order to be mevatel this takana el Rebbe Miyakim Milsabai, but the house of Rebbe wanted to be mevatel this entire tax, as they didn't feel it's proper that the household of Rebbe should be busy fattening up animals and paying any taxes. And as we previously saw, the Antoninus actually gave tax exempt status to many Talmidei Chachamim, and therefore certainly Rebbe's household should have been also tax exempt. And therefore the household of Rebbe felt that the best way to remove this tax is by doing it slowly but surely and not trying to be mevatel the tax in one shot. And potentially this had nothing to do with the issa of selling a behemah gasa to a guy, as since this behemah was fattened, therefore potentially this issa doesn't apply. And from this story we wouldn't have a raya to either side of the prior shayla. Gemara continues that when discussing the shita Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara stated of hay dechimashile asil chal malacha asa, and the Gemara is vechimashile bar yivav malacha, that do you think that if you actually put a char on a diet, then when it gets thinner, it's actually going to be healthy enough to do malacha? And the Gemara answers that in chenami, it will be healthy and will be able to do malacha, as Rav Ashi taught us, amuli zvida, that zvida whose profession was to fatten oxen, he told me that batir mashinale ba'avid al-chad train, that if there's a fattened char and you put it on a diet and you don't give it so much food and it becomes thinner, then it's even stronger than a regular char and it actually will do the work of two regular shvarim. We continue with the next Mishnah, and the Mishnah teaches us in Meichlan Dubin Varayas v'chol davar sheyesh bo nezek l'rabim, that you're not allowed to sell beers or lions to goyim and any other item which there could be a potential nezek for the rabim and for Klal Yisrael. And the Mefarshim point out that this Mishnah actually includes whatever we mentioned in the Braisa and Daftas Vav and Beis, in Meichlan Hem Le Zayin Le Klei Zayin Ve'im Mashchizan Lan Sa Zayin Ve'im Meichlan Le Sadim Le Kalarim Ve'le Kuvlayim Ve'le Shal Shalei Shabazol Echad Eivu Kichom Ve'echad Kuti, and you can't sell them any weapons or any items that could be used for torture. And certainly the Dubin of Arayis that the Mishnah mentions is a reference to the bears and the lions that were used in the Colosseum to kill multiple people, and historians estimate that over the 400 years that the Colosseum was in use, that over 400,000 people were killed. And the Mishnah continues, in that a Jew cannot assist a goyim with building a basilka, a court building, a stadium, or a platform. We will explain this based on Rashi in a moment. But you can build with them altars as well as bathhouses. However, but even on those structures, once you get to the dome where they placed the Avodah Zarah, it will be us to build the dome together with them. And Ayin Rashi, basilki, lashin tira, Kavayhi, that this was a very large structure, could Amr say the Yuma, Lishkas Agazas, Kamim Basilka Gudaylaisa, Visham Dunam Bnei Adam, and Pilon Eisar Emes, and they would judge people, and they would throw them off this building, and the person would die. Similarly, Gadar and Binyan Acha, who lod in the Fashes, just like we find in Mesechus Roshana, Shnaim Sha'olul Gadar Lidoin, and its Stadia is Makim Sha'ishiram Stadness, Moishar Stadin, Minagech, Vahariganoshim, Uskoik Lahem, and this was a sport for them. And Rashi continued, Bima Nami came Migdal Katsu of Igvaya, that this was like a small tower, and it was built at a high point, Kedam Mesechus Saita, Bima Sha'it, Isle Bazara, Vanu Kurin Isle Albura, which they explain as an altar or as a Bima. In order that you should not cause the death of other Jews, therefore it's also for us to help them build these structures. And Rashi continued that our Mishnah stated Bimusiyais, and some agurus Dimusiyais instead of Bimusiyais, and Rashi states that we should be gurus with a base. Rashi explains Binyan She'in Lutzerach Avedis Kechavim, that this was a building that wasn't used for Avedis Zara, the Kohen Lay altar. And Rashi tells us, Farish the command be perikar vishmal ahadik tani be misayin shalay to chavim mutarin as my mizbech or my bimus, that what's the difference between a mizbech and a bimus, and they explain that bima is shalav and achas and that is mutar, and a mizbech is shalav onum habi umakrav leiz vachim habi tashmish shalav diskei chavim ayin sham. And Rashi is gurus mechatzais instead of base mechatzais, and Rashi explains bekakhin asuyin amukim oid, that it would make a very large hole in the ground that mayim neflu matachas, and they would have water underneath boards, and Noshim Rechzimil Malal Gabin Sarim, and the people would wash themselves on top of boards, and the heat of the water would flow upwards, and this way they would be warmer. And Rashi explains Kippa, as Derech Oivdi Kechavim Lahamid Demus Aphrodita Bebeis HaMechachlen, that it was the Derech of Oivdi Kechavim have the form of the goddess Aphrodite in their bathhouses. And before we begin the Gemara, let us point out that if there's a behema which is Musukenes, so the Gemara Mesechus Chulin teaches us that if you shech the behemoth daka, and after you shecht it, it's able to stretch out its leg and then bring back its leg, then it shows that it wasn't an avela. However, if it only stretches out its leg and it doesn't bring its leg back, then we consider that a spasm. We wouldn't consider that a simon that it was alive at the time of shechita, and it would be considered an avela, and it would be usa to eat that animal. However, benegeya behemoth gasa, as long as it stretches out its leg after shechita, then it shows that it was originally alive and it's not considered an avela. And the Gemara in Chulin discusses a behemah daka as well as a behemah gasa. However, our Gemara will discuss the din as to a chaya gasa. And let's keep in mind that in the Mishnah Daf Yudal and Abayz, the Mishnah was also mechalik between a behemah daka and a behemah gasa. And as the Mishnah mentioned, benegei a behemah daka, that makim shlagu limka behemah daka leiv dechavim meichrin, and makim shlagu shloi limka im meichrin, and it's tali and minig. However, benegei a behemah gasa, the Mishnah taught us that a bechol makim im meichrin and behemah gasa, agol v'siyachin shloi and Rabbi Huda Mata Bishvura. And with this in mind, let us begin our Gemara. Amar Rav Chanan by Rav Chista va'amri lo, Amar Rav Chanan by Rava, Amar Rav, Chaya Gasa harei kibay medaka lepechus, avaloy lemechira. And Rav holds that benegeya pechus, the din of a Chaya Gasa is similar to a behem medaka. If someone shechs a Chaya Gasa that is musukenes, and after shechita, it only stretches out its leg and it doesn't bring its leg back, then it will be considered an avela and it will be usa to eat. The only way one would be able to eat the chaya gasa is only if after shechita not only stretches out its leg but also brings its leg back. However, the din of a chaya gasa is like a behema gasa benegeya mechira, and therefore you're never able to sell a chaya gasa to a goy. This issa is not going to be tolerated in a minig. However, vani oimer and Rav Chanan bar Rav Chista, or some say Rav Chanan bar Rava, state I disagree with Rav, and I hold afla mechira. Even regarding mechira, the din of a chaya gasa is similar to the din of behema daka, and therefore makim shnagu limkar meichrin, makim shnagu shalei limkar is a meichrin. The Gemara now continues, and we'll try to bring a raya from our Mishnah, the din of Rav Chanan, that's not always going to be usa to sell a chaya gasa to a guy, and it's going to be tolerated in a minig. As now we learned in our Mishnah, a meichlan dubin varayis v'loy kol davar sheyesh bo nezek l'rabim, that Yisrael cannot sell bears or lions, and they could also not sell anything where there's a potential for a nezek l'rabim. The Gemara is medayik time of the isbe nezek l'rabim. That's muhach from our Mishnah, that the only reason why you can't sell a bear or lion is only because of the potential for nezek l'rabim. But if you actually train the lion and the lion is not a danger to society, then it's mashma from the Mishnah that the Yisrael could sell that lion to a guy, and Shlema, according to Rav Chanan, it makes sense, as we're talking about a case where the minig was to sell behemoth dakris to Goyim as they weren't chashid al Raviyah. However, since Rav holds that the din of a chayi gasa is similar to the din of behemoth gasa, so it should never be mutter to sell a chayi gasa to a Goy, even if the animal is trained, and there won't be nezek l'rabim. And as Rashi points out, the kashal Rav, the siyatul Rav Chanan, and the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Ba'ula, Bari Shava, Valibid Rabbi Huda, although your diik is correct, but you still do not have a raya against Rav, as Rav will explain that the Mishnah is telling us that according to the Shita Rabbi Huda, that any animal that is shavar as not royal umalacha is mutter to sell to a guy, then as long as this animal is tamed, then inachinami would be mutter to sell to a guy, even though generally a chay gasa has a din of a behema gasa, inachinami, if this animal would be a shalem, then certainly it would be also to sell to a guy, even if this animal is trained, and ayin Rashi at the top of that tazayin and beiz, avl rabbanon asa, or Rabbi Huda nami, ari shalem asa, and as we explained, v'chay gasa could behema gasa karav, and we continue on that tazayin and beiz, and Rav Ashi Oman, and Rav Ashi brings another teretz, that Rav Ashi doesn't want to say that this Mishnah is specifically talking about a lion that's shavar, that seems to be a doichik, as it is a very limited case, and therefore Rav Ashi explains that stam ari shavar who ate some malacha, that even an ari that is healthy is considered like shavar b'negei malacha, as even a trained lion, not the type of animal that you would do work with. And Ayin Rashi who states the Masis Rabbi Hudi the Shari Bishvura, that even according to Rav Ashi, we would have to explain that a Mishnah is going dafkal for Rabbi Huda, who holds that it's mutter to sell a behima gasa that's a shvura to a guy. And as we explained, the kol raya shvurin he ain't some malacha that re la ba malachu. However, Rashi continues, al rabbanon the asir b'shvura asir nami bari Rabbi Huda nami b'shach chayegasa kagoy narud the tachli b'urechayok l'kamon moyde de imoychin. And even Rabbi Huda would agree in that case they would not be able to sell that animal to a guy, and even if it's trained. And whereby I in the top tesis who argues on Rashi, and he states v'ri oimed afilu krabbanon nami asir the ad kan le asir rabbanon el mishum the asir lemei mishleim machrolai al bari le shaychay taima the loyglim shavu etzul malacha. And therefore, even Rabbanon would agree to this din, and Lefi Taisis, it even makes more sense why Rav Ashi brings this other teretz, as he wanted to explain that our Mishnah could even be going like the Shita Rabbanon, and not only like Rabbi Huda. Gemara continues, Meisvei will ask a question on Rav Chanon that stated that a Chai Gasa has a din like a Behemoth Daka, B'negei Mechira, and Lefi Rav Chanon, the Issa Mechira of a Chai Gasa would be taller in the Minigal Makoyim, and the Gemara brings a Raya from a Braisa, as the Braisa states, and the Brisa states explicitly, and therefore we see that's not totally in a minig, and a chayegasa has a din like a behemagasa, like Rav stated, and therefore the Gemara states, or and the Gemara continues, Ravina Rami Masis and a Brisa, Ravina Yasastira between our Mishnah and the Brisa that we just brought, Umishani, and he responded and he gave a Teretz, as tonight we learned in our Mishnah, a moichlan dubin varayas v'lei kol dovi sheish bein nezek l'rabim, and as we mudayik, taimed is bein nezek, hales bein nezek moichrin, that if it was already trained, and therefore these animals won't be mazik anyone, then it seems that it would be mutter for you to sell them to a guy, even though it's a chayegasa, but for many, but I ask you a steer from the brisa that we just saw, that the brisa stated, k'shem shem moichrin behim magasa, kachim moichrin chayegasa, v'afilu b'mokim shem moichrin behim medaka, chayegasa im moichrin. And therefore, Ravina was bothered that from a Mishnah it's mashma that a chayegasa has a din like a behemadaka, and the Brisa specifically tells us that a chayegasa has the din of a behemagasa, and it's always also to sell a chayegasa. And the Gemara brings the same two terutzim that we brought previously, Umishani, and he responded by Rishava Valibid Rabbi Huda that in our Mishnah, when it seemed that it would be mutter to sell a chayegasa, that was because we're specifically talking about a Rishava, and specifically according to the Shita Rabbi Huda. And once again, Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi brings another teretz that stam ari shava who ate some malacha, as we previously explained. However, the Gemara now continues. Maskalor Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman asked the shayla that why do you think they even had a stereo between our Mishnah and the Brisa? As man lemalon dari chayegasahi dilma chayedaki, as who said that ari is categorized as a chayegasa, and therefore you have a question from the Brisa, as maybe an ari is considered a chayedaka, and therefore it makes sense why our Mishnah would tell us if one has a trained ari, then since it's considered a chayedaka, so it would be dependent on a minig, and in a place where the minig is to sell a behemadaka, then it would also be mutter to sell a chayedaka, and therefore it would be mutter to sell this ari to a goy, as in those locations, goyim And the Gemara now continues, Rav Ashi daik masisin u'moisif tiyufta. Rav Ashi makes a diak from our Mishnah, and therefore he asks a tiyufta on the shita of Chanon. As Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, a moichlan dubim varayis v'loi kaldav v'sheish b'nezik l'rabim. And once again, Rav Ashi's medayik, as we previously were medayik, that time it is b'nezik, that the only reason why it's also to sell these animals is because they're not trained, halas b'nezik moichrin, but if they're trained and therefore they won't be mazik anyone, then you could sell them to a guy. And Rav Ashi continues, according to his shita, b'taymari, and the only reason why you could sell these animals if they're trained is because Zari, the stamari shavu who ate some malacha, as Ari can't do malacha, therefore the gzera not to sell a behemagasa doesn't apply, as there's no issue of nisyoni or she'elo aschiris. However, it's mashma avol midrachinu da avol malacha loy, but if it would be any other chayagasa, even if that animal would have been trained, it would be also to sell it to a guy based on the potential issa for shvisas behemtai. So it's also to sell a behemagasa to a guy mishum she'elo, mishum aschiris, and mishum nisyoni. Based on this diak, we have a question on Rav Chanan bar Rava or Rav Chanan bar Rav Chista, as he held that a chayagasa should have a din like a behemadaka, and therefore would be based on a minig and not always asa. And the Gemara states tiyufta Rav Chanan bar Rava tiyufta, or tiyufta Rav Chanan bar Rav Chista tiyufta. And the Gemara now continues that Rav Ashi just stated that although an ari, which is a chayagasa, cannot do malacha, but there are other chayagasas that can do malacha. And the Gemara is for chayagasa mi is my malacha avda, that what type of malacha could a chayagasa perform? And Amabaya Amuli Mar Yehuda, and Abaya explained that Mar Yehuda told him that the Bein Mar Yochni Tachnim Rechayim Baroidi, and the house of Mar Yochni, they would grind by the millstone using a wild donkey, which is a chayagasa. And the Gemara continues that the first din that we saw from Rav was that chayagasa harei kibeh medaka lepechos. And the Gemara gives us some background on this din, and keep in mind that as we know, Rabbi Yehuda learned by Shmuel and also learned by Rav, and therefore the Gemara tells us that Amrav Zera kavin and Beir Rabbi Yehuda, when I was learning in the Shiva Rabbi Yehuda, Amulani told us, Gemiru minoi hai milsa de megav rabba shmili, that you should learn from me this idea that I heard from a gav rabba, v'lo yedana imu rabbi mishmuel, and I wasn't sure if he was saying this over from his Rabbi Rav or from his Rabbi Shmuel, and he told us, chayagas harei kebei medaka lepirchais, as we saw previously from Rav, and Rabbi Zera continued, ki asay le kukunya, when I was traveling from Pabadisa to Eretz Yisrael, and I passed by kukunya, ashkachtel Rav Chiyah bar Ashi, I found Rav Chiyah bar Ashi, the yasa v'kama mishmei de Shmuel, and he was saying over the name of Shmuel, the chayagas harei kebei medaka lepirchais, amina shma mina mishmei de Shmuel itmar, and therefore I thought to myself, that it must be Rabbi Yehuda was saying this over in the name of Shmuel. However, ki asay le sura, when I continued traveling and I got to sura, ashkachtel le Rav by Yimya, so I found Rav by Yimya, the yasa v'kama mishmei de Rav, and he said this member over in the name of Rav, the chayagas harei kebei medaka lepirchais, amina, and therefore I thought to myself, shma mina itma mishmei de Rav, itma mishmei de Shmuel, that it must be the Rabbi Yehuda actually heard this member not only from Shmuel but also from Rav, and therefore he said it stama, as he lumaisa heard it from both of his rabbeim. Kisalkel selhasab, and once I got to Eretz Yisrael, ashkachtel Rav Asi, so I found Rav Asi the asav v'kamar, and he was sitting and he said over amr Rav Chama bar Guri mishmei de Rav chayagas harei kebei medaka lepirchais amr lei, so Rav Zera said to Rav Asi v'loy sovel amar deman mara de shmeitza Rav by Yimya, that the one that actually said this over in the name of Rav was not Rav Chama bar Guria, but it was actually Rabbi Yimya, as I heard this directly from Rabbi Yimya when I was in Surah. And Amalei, Pasya Uchma, Minoyu Minoch, Tistayim Shmaitza. Rabbi Asi said to Rab Zera that you black and Kaylee, that from me and from you, will be able to understand the exact way to understand this memra. As Rashi states, Minoyu Minoch, Minoyu Damina Lacha, Mishmeid Rab Chama, that since I said this over in the name of Rab Chama, and Minoch the Shamatle, Mid Rabbi Yimya, and since you heard this directly from Rabbi Yimya, so Tistayim Shmaitza, and this is actually what happened. The Rav Chama bar Guria kibble mirav, Rav by Yimya that you heard this from was actually mekabel this member of Rav from Rav Chama bar Guria. And as the Gemara continues, that itmanami, that is actually one of the memories that we have, that Rav Zera, Rav Asi, Rav by Yimya, Rav Chama bar Guria, Rav chayegas harei kibei medaka lepirchais, as we just explained. Ayn Rashi do a masal pasu uchma klei shacha kamoi hani pasvasta de mechzi. Uchma is shenstachra alidei malacha, and a keli gets blackened through usage, and Klimer and Rav Asi said this to Rav Zera, as he was telling him, gam at the ruggle v'tar de b'tira, therefore your clothes are dirty, and just like we find in Masechtas Brachos, that mekais lebeis chanika shepechami ata, it was recognizable that he is a blacksmith. The Gemara Masechtas Tainis states, Mitz Chachman before Arab Bekli Mechuya, as Dakin Shalte Mechamish, and Mistar and Ali Maturya, Beinu Mechapsim Vigdeim, and of course we have to understand this Gemara based on the Gemara that states, Tam Chacham Shinimsir Vaval Bigdai is Chayiv Misa. Before we finish, let us point out, Taisis Diba Maskal Maskal Rav Nachman, is when the Gemara brought down this point of Rav Nachman in order to answer the question of Ravina that brought the Sira from our Mishnah to the Braisa. Taisis points out that really this Teretz of Rav Nachman could have also applied to the Gemara's question at the bottom of Dat Hazayin Amin Aleph, and therefore Taisis states, Perishri, that Shinudil El Namikai, Yeish Farim, Shu Kosav Namil El, and there are actually some Gersois that bring this point of Rav Nachman, Renegade the previous Gemara as well, and as Taisis states, of Vechinam Nimchak, and there was no reason why they had to take out this Gersa, and I in the next Taisis, Diva Maschel, Rav Ashi Daik Mastisin, and Taisis points out that even though Rav Nachman stated that an Ari is a Chayedaka, however, certainly since Rav Ashi did not use the territory of Nachman, so it must be Rav Ashi held that Ari is a Chayegasa, and Taisis states, I'm read the Daik Nami in a Mishnah, that Ari Chayegasu, Rav Ashi is also a Daik from a Mishnah, that Ari has the status of a Chayegasa, that's why the Mishnah speaks about an Ari, the Dafka Ari, Shu Shava Eitzu Malacha, the Isak Daik to the Chayedaku, the Chayedaka Nami Yasura, and Imkain, Havali Lame Mastam, Kol Chayesh, Yeshba Nezik Lurabim, Ein Meichrin, and we will stop over here.